This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. This has been an interesting day in the U.S.-China economic relationship. A big story in Bloomberg Businessweek, maybe you saw this, about how the Chinese army had hacked into computer hardware used by some of the biggest tech companies in this economy. Those tech companies, by the way, deny it, we should say. Later, Vice President Mike Pence said in a speech this morning that he expects China to be more proactive than ever in trying to influence U.S. politics. And also some fresh understandings of what the new NAFTA is going to mean for the global supply chain. Under the terms of the new deal, and yes, I know it is technically the USMCA, manufacturers are going to have to get more of their parts from the three member countries to avoid tariffs, United States, Mexico, and Canada, of course. The thinking from the White House is that that'll force supply chains to shift back to North America, which is to say shift away from China. Marketplace's Jennifer Pack has the reality check on that from Shanghai.
Earlier this week, President Trump declared the deal would provide a big boost for North American businesses and jobs.
Going to be a manufacturing powerhouse and allow us to reclaim a supply chain that has been offshored to the world because of unfair trade issues.
And the president might be on the right track, says Henry Gao, a trade expert at Singapore Management University.
Yeah, the new impact would be a reshuffling of the supply chains to the detriment of China.
Some companies have already shifted production out of China because of things like increasing labor costs and heavy regulation. The U.S. tariffs and new USMCA deal have just accelerated the process, says Alberto Vettoretti with Dizon Shira and Associates, a firm that advises foreign investors in China. He says about 10% of his manufacturing clients are starting to set up production lines outside China. But are they, as President Trump wants, relocating to the U.S.?
I don't have a single client that looked at moving back to the U.S. All of them are looking at Asia.
To countries like Vietnam and Cambodia, he says. Trade expert Henry Gao says nations that have a free trade agreement with the U.S. also benefit.
Like Australia, like Singapore, like Korea.
He says, however, that any boost to U.S. manufacturers could be short-lived because China can produce so many things that other countries can't and more cheaply. Michael Zakur with the consulting firm Tompkins International says the USMCA won't dislodge China from its central role in global trade.
China is still going to be an integral part of the world's supply chain, a consumer market, and a major exporter.
He says the CEOs he advises have no immediate plans to shift production. He's telling them to wait and see. He says there are no winners in a trade war, and he's optimistic that U.S.-China trade tensions will soon be resolved. In Shanghai, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.